If there's a face of the racial justice movement in Vermont today, then it probably belongs to Kaya Morris. Morris was the only African-American woman serving in the Vermont House of Representatives until she made international news in the fall of 2018 when she resigned over racist threats made to her family. But her path to Bennington and the State House was never easy. As part of a week-long series, VPR and VT Digger are looking closer at what led to Morris's resignation and the impact it's had on the state. Today, VPR's Peter Hirschfeld has more on Kaya Morris and what led to her run for office.
It's mid-January 2019, and Kaya Morris is standing on the steps of the Vermont State House in front of a crowd that's gathered for the Women's March. Morris had resigned from office 4 months earlier.
Of issues of race, gender inequality, class inequality, and the promotion of our human and civil rights.
Several years later, Morris is still involved in the state's racial justice movement. She serves as director of the Vermont Coalition on Ethnic and Social Equity in Schools. And there's a reason Morris has figured so significantly in the politics of race in this state. When the voters of Bennington elected her to the House of Representatives in 2014, she became only the second African-American female lawmaker in the chamber's history. The first was Luvinia Bright in 1989. But it turns out that Morris has been at the intersection of policy and politics since she was a little girl, growing up in Chicago in the 1980s. Morris's childhood fell during a historically significant chapter in the city's civil rights movement. Her family was included in a documentary a few years ago by the New York Times.
Many black residents were concentrated in the worst neighborhoods, with the poorest in vast government housing projects.
The world of the people who live here bears very little resemblance to the American dream.
Valencia Morris and her three daughters would eventually live in one of them.
There was garbage, junk on the outside of the buildings. Even in kindergarten, first grade, my daughters would get beat up on the way home from school.
Valencia Morris is Kaya Morris's mother, and the documentary is about a first-of-its-kind voucher program that tried to integrate some of Chicago's poor inner-city families into middle-class white suburbs. In the late 1970s, Valencia Morris was a single mom to three young girls. She succeeded in getting one of those vouchers and quickly moved her daughters into a mostly white community in the suburbs.
But life as one of the town's only black families wasn't always easy.
I would go out in the morning to get in my car, and there would be rotten eggs thrown on the windshield and all over the car. The girls would tell me that people would call them names. They would call them nigger, baboon.
Kaya Morris is also interviewed in the documentary, and she says that childhood experience was fraught but also formative.
I'm proud and honored to be the first person of color ever to come out of Bennington County. I'm the first black woman to be elected into the House in 25 years. If we were not given this opportunity, would I be here today? There's someone that deserves that chance to have the energy to do the hard work that it takes to get ahead. And you can't do that when you're under the weight and the oppression of poverty. You just cannot.
After graduating high school, Morris attended the University of Illinois. Then she left home, first to live in Washington, D.C., and then to Seattle, where she worked in the arts community. To this day, Morris is still a spoken word performer. She recently composed a poem after visiting female asylum seekers in Honduras and El Salvador with the international aid organization Oxfam. After living in Seattle, Morris moved back to Chicago and finished her college degree. She ended up getting what she says was a great job with an online travel company until the recession hit and she lost her job in a round of company layoffs.
And so I started just traveling and looking around and had some friends out this way, came out to visit, and fell in love.
Fell in love with Bennington, which reminded her of the bucolic wilderness she'd grown fond of in Seattle. Morris, who lives in Bennington with her husband, James Lawton, and their young son, wasn't too put off by the lack of diversity in her new hometown.
I know what it's like to be a person of color in a place where you feel like you're one of the only ones.
But she says it took some getting used to.
When I first moved here, I was kind of struck by how, I wasn't confused by it, but I remember being struck by how few persons of color that I actually saw on the streets or in town. I remember walking into a cafe and having this distinct moment where there were two black gentlemen at different tables, and I was like, oh my gosh, it's like a convention, we're all getting together.
Over time, Morris says she began to sense that African Americans were having trouble weaving themselves into the social fabric of Bennington, herself included. In 2013, she attended a leadership program in Washington, D.C. Morris says a mentor at that program told her she looked sullen and despondent when she talked about her professional life. When she talked about her volunteer work in the community, though,
there's a difference. You change. You know, you stand taller. There's a palatable excitement and passion. Have you ever considered running for office?
Morris had not, but the idea stuck.
My name is Kaya Morris, and I'm running for state representative in District 22. And I want to thank you for being a part of this conversation.
That's Morris in a campaign video in 2014 during her first run for the legislature.
As a wife, a working mother, and an aunt, I understand fully the challenges the average American family in Bennington faces.
Morris, who is 37 at the time, is wearing a purple blouse and a white pearl necklace. She smiles broadly into the camera and hits the kinds of notes you'd expect from any local candidate seeking votes in a working-class town like Bennington.
I'm running because I love our community. I love the strength of spirit of our residents. I love the generosity of our community members. And I love our rich history.
Morris got less than 30% of the vote, but it was enough to win her one of the district's two seats in the House of Representatives.
I think this community was pretty excited to have her as our representative, so most people I know anyway were excited to vote for her.
That's Donald Campbell, who now serves as chairman of the Bennington Select Board.
Why do you think folks were excited to vote for her?
I don't know. She had an upbeat attitude. She was working on some kind of edgy stuff. She was thinking about different ways of some of the stuff that's important to me, inclusivity and trying to figure out how we can make sure everybody feels welcome.
Soon after winning that first race for the Vermont House, though, Morris's high profile would bring her into the view of fellow Bennington resident Max Meech. And Meech quickly decided he didn't like the fact that a black woman represented this mostly white community. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.
This story is part of a partnership between VPR and VT Digger. Tomorrow, we learn more about Max Meech. You can find all of the stories from our week-long series at vpr.org and at vtdigger.org.